Just coming up to 11 minutes past 12. Now, I'm joined on the line by Richie, who is the lead singer, guitarist, harmonica and banjo player in the band CC Smugglers. The band are going to be headlining the BBC Introducing Stage this year at Stand and Calling. So, good morning, Richie, or good afternoon.
Good early afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Play lots of instruments then.
Oh, we all do. It's called being a jack of all trades.
Yeah. How long have you lot been together?
Long time now. I mean, the core group of us, we all grew up in the same villages and stuff, so we've known each other from kids. But I think we've been operating under this band name probably for about 10 years now.
And were you in any bands before, or this is kind of like the first?
Oh, yeah. That's like where we live, right? We live out in Bedfordshire. Where I live, there's no buses, there's no shops, there's no piped gas. But I did find some mates who had some instruments. So, I mean, from an early age, we were playing punk rock music and stuff like that, and we've done all sorts over the years.
So what are your influences?
My influences are hugely varied anyway, but then you've got five other members in the band who bring all of their own influences. But I'd say the kind of music kind of sounds like jet swing and blues, like rhythm and blues, jazz, American folk music, but it's all original music that we've composed, but taking elements of all of those styles and combining them.
Is this a few of you, five of you in the band, how do you sit down and write? Do you actually write lyrics separately, or do you kind of jam stuff, or is it different every time?
Well, actually there's six of us in the band.
Six, sorry.
And that's all right, I'll let you off on that.
we've got rid of somebody along the way.
Yeah, as long as it's not me, that's fine. Cut costs, if nothing else. So how do we do the writing? So basically, I come up with the chords and the lyrics and the concept and the vision, and then often I'll sit down at my laptop and I'll start recording all the parts very, very badly. So I've got a sketch, and then I bring it to the group, and the rest of the guys are just phenomenal musicians. And then so I kind of hand it over to them, and they reinterpret their own parts, and maybe they'll help reinterpret the vision of the song as well. And after that process, it's a different thing to whatever it would have been if I'd have done it on my own. So that's kind of the writing process, really.
Well, what's your favourite? Can you think? I know it's really difficult when I ask a musician this, but what lyric have you kind of come up with where you've gone, oh my god, that is amazing? Because every musician has that moment where they go, God, I've written this is brilliant. So what for you is that lyric that stands out?
I'll give you an insight into my world, right? Every single lyric I ever write for about 24 hours, I think, this is the best lyric I've ever written in my life. And then after that 24 hours, once I've committed to it and other people start liking it or not liking it, I then decide it's probably the worst piece of music I've ever written in my life. And every piece of music I hate, really, after I've fallen in love with it. I don't know what it is about my psychology, but that's how it works. So I don't know. If you wanted me to pick out one lyric, that would be really hard. There's we just brought out a new album, so there's some nice things, and there's a song on there called One More Night, which is kind of out of my comfort zone, really. I don't normally write or perform ballads and love songs and stuff so much. I like things to be up tempo and party. But I got kind of pressured to put some of these ballads that I'd written on, and on there there's a line that says it's about a relationship that was really rocky, and you kind of want it to happen. And it says, all our friends left flowers on the side of the road, and that's really because the relationship was like a massive car crash, really.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing, you know, you see these little garlands of flowers in memory of people who've died in accidents.
Yeah.
And so that was the kind of metaphor that I painted. I always thought that was kind of nice.
Brought the mood down now, haven't we? I'm sorry about that.
Sorry about that. You did ask.
I did ask. There we go.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the name CC Smugglers? Where does that come from?
Well, like you know, I said we all grew up in the country.
Yeah.
So me and a couple of the core lads, we all had motorbikes and like 125 CC motorbikes. So we would go across the fields and stuff. So 125 CC Smugglers. And we used to mess around with that sort of name just when we were kids, so it's kind of the natural progression, really.
Yeah. And your album, you've had an album out in March, High Low. Tell us about how's that done, and tell us about the recording experience. Is this something you've gone into, do you have your own studio, or have you gone somewhere else to record it? Have you recorded it in different places?
Yeah, well, the album's called How High.
Yeah, sorry, I've said that. I knew I was going to get that round the wrong way. And it's written in big capital letters, actually, How High.
Well, that's a crucial thing that I must pull you up on. When people said to me, it's definitely How High by GT Smugglers. It's like we went into a couple of studios to record different sections. There's a studio in Manchester called Eve Studios, which has wonderful, lots of really old analog equipment and a huge live room. So a lot of our music has to be played live to get that real, because we're a performance band, really. Mm-hmm. And we come from street performance and stuff, so a lot of it's recorded live, and then we've added extra bits and got creative afterwards in a studio a bit closer to us. But it's an expensive, arduous and exciting process, really. Yeah. But one of the major factors that came in was we crowdfunded for the album. Yeah. Using a company called Pledge Music, and that basically, we've got really good support, this following of real hardcore fans, and they all wanted us to bring out an album. It's very hard to find money in the music industry. Yeah. When you're not signed to a major label. So all our fans said, look, we'll buy the CD in advance, we'll give you the money, and you know that money's there, and then you make the CD and you can rely on that capital being held by the company that's called Pledge Music. Well, the twist in the story is that Pledge Music, 4 weeks before we were about to ask for all our money back, because we'd borrowed against that money, they went insolvent, and we lost almost £20,000 of our fans' money. And then obviously we had to borrow again. Or we'd already borrowed against that 20 grand to create the album. Then we had to borrow again to then print all their merchandise and albums that they paid for. So really the whole thing was, it was kind of a nightmare. But what we did do is we soldiered on. Our fans were massively supportive and they all rallied round. We did this thing called the Independent Music Hero Badge, which was a way of fans donating more money to help grease the cogs. And we got there and we released it and it's out. So it was a triumph, really, to teamwork between our fan base and adversity against the odds.
Oh, that is amazing. It is one of those things, every time I have a band that comes in, and we have loads of live music here on Phoenix FM and local bands and bands from all over the country, in fact, it is for people to actually buy music. Because if you buy a single, it's 99 pence, and people seem to buy a coffee, but they don't want to shell out sometimes to buy the music. Otherwise, it'll end up just with people who've got money that can afford to do albums. I mean, crowdfunding is a great idea to make sure that you can get your music out there.
It's a wonderful idea, as long as it doesn't get abused, which is what happened in this. If anyone's listening, they must look up Pledge Music and check out the fiasco, because it's a huge fraud, and I'm sure people will be going to prison. But they've stolen about £6 million off of musicians and music fans.
Wow.
It's real. It's really interesting. But unfortunately, us and our fans were one of the many, many victims. Mm. And it basically almost bankrupted us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting story behind it, really. But we've always been hard workers. We come from buskers and street performers as kids.
Mm.
And it's kind of taught us how to captivate a stage, and also how to push on through tough times. So it's kind of... That's absolutely... demonstrated in the last 6 months, for sure.
So you're headlining the BBC Introducing Stage this year at Stand and Calling. What can people expect? From how long are you on stage for, and what can people expect when they come along to see you?
I think we were on stage for half an hour. It's a short one. But you know what? Last time we did it about 3 or 4 years ago, same slot. Maybe a different festival, I forget. But in the end, we played for about an hour because the mob decided it wasn't going to end. That's what I love about festivals. It's just a really, really great atmosphere. But if you come and watch the show, it's kind of like old school showmanship. Like I said, we came from street performance, and when people are walking past you in the street, it's your one job is to make them stop and engage with you, and we still apply that on stage now. So it's like, it's an exciting, upbeat show. It's kind of got real old, it comes from real old sounds, like blues and gospel and swing. So it's, everybody just feels it. You don't, even if you don't know that you like it, you feel it on the inside. So it's a good show, man. That's definitely a good show, I think so anyway.
And where can people find out more about you?
Well, we've got ccsmugglers.com, which kind of has a portal to everything. But we're all over YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's always worth following us on Facebook and Instagram because we do a lot of stuff on there. But also, it's just a great way to interact with us. So you see when shows pop up and we answer all every comment on every post and all the messages. We answer, normally me who answers them, but we make sure we try and keep engaged with everyone who wants to engage with us.
Now, I'm going to play at the end of the interview the track called Well, Well, Well. So tell us about this one.
You know what? That was my... So my old man, he had a major... He had angina and he had a major heart attack about a year and a half ago as I was writing this album. And he sat me and my little brother down the day before his surgery. And we went through some old family photos and he showed me, he told us both how him and my mum met, and they did it through the Lonely Hearts column in the newspaper. And his kind of parting advice to us that before we went to bed was, he said, "You just goes to show you never can tell." And that stuck with me. And it was a real special moment because we were both, kind of both there thinking, oh, this might be the last chat we have with him if it don't go well, because he's an old boy, really. But actually, he's stubborn as old boots, and he pulled through, and he was mowing the grass the week after.
All right,
he's fine.
Excellent.
He's fine. Yeah, but that's that story, basically.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Richie. I know that Nick Field interviewed you at Latitude in 2016, so I've got to say hi to Nick because he reminded me to say hello to you guys and said how great you were. So this is the track. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about the guys, you can go on to Facebook, or you go onto their website, ccsmugglers.com, and you've got Facebook, your Instagram, you've got, you know, everything. You're on everything, basically, YouTube,
indeed,
everywhere. So this is the track. This is taken from the album How High.
Well done.
I don't know why I said the other words. It's not even, do you know what, I've got a bit of paper in front of me and that is not what's written on my bit of paper. I don't know where that came from. Don't hold it against me, Richie.
I won't.
Have a great time and hope everything goes well. And this is CC Smugglers with Well, Well, Well.